Monthly report from the Star Valley Arts Council and director Lexi Weber live on the phone this morning. Lexi, good morning. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
I appreciate your time as always. And, you know, before we talk about what's coming up, I think we got to go back to the Stars in the Valley show. Fantastic as always. Shout out to Janet Erickson who oversaw that, but the whole board pitching in and helping. Great, great job.
It was so good. I think that this was my favorite one that we've ever had. The talent is incredible.
And, of course, all local talent, which is fun. So, yeah, the Stars of the Valley Christmas show. But now we look ahead to what's coming up. And I know there's a lot of excitement building on this portrait workshop, which is starting in the new year. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, we haven't ever had something like this. We keep trying to bring in new workshops. And so far, all of our workshops have mostly been outdoor landscape type workshops. But we really want to do a portrait workshop. We've had a lot of requests for that. And so this will be coming up in March. It'll last a full week. It will teach the old master's techniques of portrait painting. It'll be held in Alpine at the Civic Center, and this is March 10th through 14th, and it will be a full day, 8 to 5 every day. And it will be a very in-depth class where the whole week will be spent perfecting just one portrait. So we'll spend 1 to 2 days on a drawing, 1 to 2 days on the underpainting, 1 to 2 days on adding color. And so you should be very happy with what you end up with because you're able to spend so much time learning this one thing. So I think it'll be really, really great. The workshop only costs $500 for that whole week. And we have more information on our website, and that's how you register. And I'd be happy to answer any questions anybody has if they want to email me about it. But I'm just so excited about this one.
Yeah, it's very cool. To be able to spend the whole week and get that kind of instruction. What kind of skill level is this for? Pretty much anybody?
We can accept anyone as long as they're familiar with using oils.
All right. Find the details at starvalleyarts.org. Coming up in March, that's the portrait workshop through the Star Valley Arts Council. Executive Director Lexi Weber on the weekday wake up this morning. Lexi, I know the Arts Council is partnering again with the town of Alpine for their annual Winter Jubilee to do a different twist on their snow sculptures in Alpine. Tell us what the Arts Council is doing here.
Well, previously, the businesses in Alpine would create and paint really large sculptures, and that would be in their parking lot for people they could just view as they drove by. But they were so big that the businesses began to be overwhelmed by doing that every year, and it would take too much time away from the employees actually working. And so they wanted to try and figure out a new way to do this. So we've decided to have these snow sculptures still as part of the Winter Jubilee. We're asking local artists to be involved and to carve something, and it will be a much more manageable size. So we create a box that will fill with snow, and the box is going to be about 4 feet by 4 feet by 6 feet tall. So about the size of a person is what you'd end up with. They'll all be in the same location, so they'll all be at the Civic Center, and the public can just walk around, look closer at these sculptures, and they'll all be in the same place at the same time. So we are looking for businesses or individuals that want to sponsor a snow sculpture, and we're also looking for artists who want to create a snow sculpture. And we realize that artists probably haven't done this before, and that's okay, because there is so much information on YouTube. If someone feels like they are willing to learn this, I think that that's okay. We have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Everyone has to do it a first time, you know? So
I love it. I love the idea of it. I love the idea of it. And I understand the sculpture themselves, they actually get paid to do it, right? So there's a little motivation too.
Right. So it costs $300 for the sponsor, and that money goes directly to the artist. So really, you'd think it would take a day, maybe a day and a half really to carve this. And so $300, we feel like that's great for the artist to be worth their time. And then the business and the artist will work together to find a design that they both feel comfortable with. And then the business can put some type of promotional sign next to their sculpture. But on top of that, there will be some type of judging that goes on with those sculptures. And so the artist has a chance to win a larger cash prize as well. So those sculptures will be carved anytime during the week of January 27th, and they just need to be finished before January 31st. That's when the Jubilee starts. So the Jubilee goes January 31st and February 1st.
Excellent. So again, just reach out to the Arts Council to you directly, right? Whether you want to be a sponsoring yes. person or business or be one of the artists, right?
Yes. An easy email address is hello@starvalleyarts.org.
Lexi Weber, Executive Director of the Star Valley Arts Council. Hello@starvalleyarts.org, also at starvalleyarts.org as well online. Lexi, anything we missed you'd like to mention today?
That's it for now.
All right. Also, maybe I'll just give this plug. It's end of year. If a business is looking at their end of year finances and thinking, man, I could go for a write-off, I'm sure the Arts Council would accept a donation, correct?
We would always appreciate that.
Absolutely. That's at starvalleyarts.org for the details. Lexi, thanks so much for your time.